The House voted 119-1 to pass the proposal, while the Senate voted 40-0 to send the package to the governor. The budget does include money for Everglades restoration, and also, according to Sidney Stone, legislative assistant with the University of Florida IFAS Governmental Affairs, UF IFAS did better than expected, as the budget also includes funding for their priority issues such as workload, beef teaching unit, and the bee lab. The governor now has up to 15 days to sign the bill, as there has been some speculation as to whether he would veto large parts of the budget. And while widespread vetoes do remain a possibility, Scott did describe the plan Friday night as a good budget. Lawmakers also passed the Legacy Florida Water Projects. According to the News Service of Florida, the House accepted a long-term Senate proposal to sink more than $250 million a year into Everglades restoration. The House voted 111-1 to support the plan, which is House Bill 989, while the Senate passed it 40-0. Now, the bill still needs signature of Governor Rick Scott. A spokeswoman said in an email Friday that the bill is under review. But Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Adam Putnam issued a statement saying, "To preserve these treasures for future generations, we must continue to invest the resources necessary not only to restore the Florida Everglades, but all of Florida's natural wonders." Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.